You've probably seen some of those public art on the street projects in your state or city. Lots of panda bears painted by local artists are on our streets in Washington right now. We've also had party animals, decorated donkeys and elephants, certainly appropriate for the national capital. In Bloomington, Indiana, they're taking a different tack. There are mock voting booths on the street. Artist Laura Weaver joins us from Bloomington. Laura Weaver, first of all, why voting booths?
Voting booths because we're really trying to get out the vote. We don't care for whom you place your vote. We just are discouraged that so few voters turned out to the polls for the last general election, and we really wanted to make an impression on not only underserved populations and their right to vote, but also the community at large in Bloomington.
Now, these booths are made out of plywood. Do they really look like voting booths?
They do look like the voting cubby, and they're sitting up all over the downtown area, individually decorated by artists.
Now, you walk into voting booths. You mark ballots in voting booths. Are these artistic renderings of voting booths hands-on kinds of things, or are you just supposed to look and not touch?
Many of them have been interacted with, whether they were intended to be interacted with or not. And many of them, the electronic booth, for example, that I've set up, you actually can vote on, and it beeps and lights up and things like that. So some of them are interactive. Some of them have whimsical toys hanging from them that the children are swatting at, and others are beautiful pieces of painted art.
Do you think the booths might actually encourage somebody to vote or maybe think about the act of voting in a different way?
We had our local shelter, the Shalom Center, which services homeless people during the day. And as they were constructing their booth, they were able to register in their voting drive 103 voter registrants, and 30 of those were first-time voters. That was an unexpected boon for this project.
Why do you think people wanted to get involved with it? Was it because this election is perhaps an unusually exciting or compelling one?
I do think this election is unusually exciting and compelling. And I think so much attention was drawn to the fact that, you know, in Indiana at the 2000 general election, we only had 56% of registered voters who actually made it to the polls. So I think one thing we saw was that so few of us are exercising this really precious right that we have.
Laura Weaver is an artist in Bloomington, Indiana. We put some of the pictures on the website. You can see them at npr.org. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's 22 minutes before the hour.